Growing up, my family, pretty much each summer, we'd go to either Cedar Point or Kings Island. And I usually look forward to going, but there were certain rides that I wouldn't ride. And then growing up, the most daring rides I would ride would be kind of like the log rides. But the thing I dreaded the most was going up that hill and coming down. You had that time, to wait and anticipate, and I would tense up, and I always hated the feeling of coming down the hill. And all the while, it almost seemed like creeping up that hill that my life was going to come to an end. It was almost like the end of the world. It was pretty traumatic. All the way that it took until I was in college that I finally rode some taller roller coasters, and that was still pretty traumatic. I tried my best to prepare myself. I thought, maybe if I could never get a scream out coming down the hill, but I thought, maybe if I have this time, still tensed up, I thought, if I really take a deep breath and then coming down the hill and let it out, maybe that will help. But still, it almost seemed like it was the end of the world for me. In the gospel today, when Jesus speaks about, heard those people speaking about the great splendor of the temple, he, of course, predicted its destruction, that not one stone would be left upon another stone. And this was very traumatic to the people because the temple was a great architectural masterpiece. It was a place of God's meeting with man. It was a great sacred symbol of God's covenant and relationship with his people. But then they heard that it would become, Jesus predicted its destruction. So it seemed like the end of the world would be coming for them. And of course they wanted to know, they wanted some signs. They wanted to be able to know just when this would happen, perhaps, so they could try to prepare themselves and prepare and ready themselves for this horrible event. But instead, Jesus focused their attention to a different place. And he said, yes, this will come, but there will be many difficult things coming along the way, and instead, you need to keep your eyes and your hearts and your minds focused on your own relationship with God. Of course, we can all have that experience in our lives of, at times, think tragedies that happen in our lives or around us or in our loved ones' lives, and it can almost seem like the world is coming to an end. And it's difficult in those times, perhaps, to see God's love and his presence in our lives. But still, he reminds us in the gospel, he reminded the people, he said, not a hair of your heads will be harmed, and by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Certainly, our lives are like roller coasters with the ups and downs that we experience. Our joys and our sufferings are intermingled in this life. But the Lord invites us all along the way to persevere. Not just to come running to him at those times when things are tough, when things are very difficult, but instead to walk with him each day of our lives. To invite him into every aspect of our lives, our daily work, our activities. The Lord is there, but he wants us to recognize his presence in those activities by inviting him into our lives through our prayer, by offering our work, our joys, our actions, our sufferings, offering them to the glory of God, offering all that we are and all that we do for God's glory. Certainly, we might at times wonder just when things will end for us, whether perhaps the end of the world. There's always those people who are predicting the end of the world, trying to use certain signs, and it's happened over the centuries, ever since Christ came, people have said, oh, this is going to be the time. These signs have happened. The end of the world is coming soon. Of course, we don't know when the end of the world will come, but we know that each of us, one day the Lord will call each of us home, and he invites us to be prepared whenever that may be. We can't predict it. We can't know, but instead, the Lord asks us for that humble, faithful perseverance every day. And trusting in him, opening our hearts and our lives to him, and allowing him to work in our hearts and our lives now, so that we have no fear, no matter when that tragedy, when a tragedy comes in our lives, or no matter when the day the Lord calls us home, or calls one of our loved ones home, if we have been faithful, the Lord will fill us with his love, his peace, and his strength, And he again gives us that promise that he is always near to us. So no matter what happens in our lives, no matter how often we go through that roller coaster, the Lord remains by our sides, beckoning us to draw closer to him, calling us to give all of ourselves to him, calling us to recognize that we are walking along with him. And he invites us, yes, into every aspect of our lives. And he tells us not to give up, to persevere in our trust and our faith in him, because no matter what happens, the Lord is always with us.